Let's read together Psalm 119, verses 81 through 128. Here we have the next six letters of the Hebrew alphabet in this amazing alphabetic acrostic psalm. Let's begin by reading verses 81 through 88. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching your word, saying, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Let's consider some background notes for this portion of Psalm 119. In our first two talks on Psalm 119, we mentioned that in this great acrostic psalm, just about every verse mentions the Word of God in some way. There are only five verses in the psalm that don't mention the Word directly. Four of these five verses are in the portion of text being studied in this talk, namely verses 84, 90, 121, and 122. And that brings us once again to our doctrinal point for Psalm 119. The Word of God is perfect and sufficient. The Word of God is perfect and sufficient. Verses 81 through 88, the verses that we just read, all begin with the Hebrew letter Kaf, the 11th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. These verses together have to do with the sufficiency of God's Word in the time of affliction. Did you ever feel like the psalmist as he expressed himself in verse 83? For I become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. A wineskin in the smoke would be shriveled and blackened and not too good for carrying water. Certainly not the picture of what a Christian should be. Well, what do you do when you feel like this? Like the psalmist, you turn to the Word of God and wait on the Lord. Notice in verse 82, it is not if you will comfort me, but when you comfort me. And notice in verse 84 that it is not if you will vindicate me, but when you execute judgment on those who persecute me. In the meantime, the psalmist would be faithful to the Lord and his word. Verses 86 through 88. Lamed is the 12th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and the first word of every one of the next eight verses begins with this letter, Lamed. Verses 89 through 96. These verses emphasize the permanence and surety of God's word. Let's read verses 89 through 91. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. Can you think of anything more sure in the universe than the Word of God? The Word of the Lord is settled in heaven and backed by His faithfulness. He is the creator and sovereign sustainer of this universe. In verses 92 through 95, we see that because the Word of God is certain and sure and reliable and permanent, we can find help and victory in time of need and affliction. Verses 92 through 95. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. Did you know that Martin Luther wrote verse 92 on the cover of his Bible? Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. Verse 96, I have seen the consummation of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Everything has its limitations and falls short of perfection except the Word of God. God's Word is perfect and infinite in its value and sufficiency. Verses 97 through 104 all begin with Mem, the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. These verses teach that we gain true wisdom through the word which is sweet to our souls. Verse 97, "Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day." Because the psalmist knew the word, he could say with confidence, verses 98 through 100, "You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts." Now, this is not prideful boasting here. No. The psalmist is just stating the truth that is just as true today as it was then. If you as a believer know the word of God and live by it, you will have more wisdom than your enemies, teachers, or the elderly sages of this secular world. Joseph and Daniel are outstanding examples from the Old Testament of this truth. Verses 101 through 103. "I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." You know, some Christians reluctantly obey God's word. They don't deny that it is God's word, and they realize that it is the truth, but they don't like all of its teachings. Well, this was not true of the psalmist. He loved and enjoyed God's word. It was sweeter than honey to him. Do we love to read the Bible each day, or do we treat our quiet times with the Bible only as a duty? Verse 104, "Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." The psalmist was against everything that was in opposition to the Lord and his word. Nun is the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet and begins each of the following eight verses, namely verses 105 to 112. These verses are united by the truth that God's word gives illumination. In fact, verse 105 is one of the well-known verses in the Bible. Verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." In verses 106 through 112, we see that because the psalmist realized that the word of God gave light and guidance, even in times of affliction, verse 107, and danger, verse 109, and attack, verse 110, therefore he was determined to know and keep and obey the Lord and his word. Now, verses 113 through 120 all begin with Samek, the 15th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. In these verses, we see the great contrast between the wicked who go away from God's word and will not submit to it, and the psalmist who loved God's word and delighted in submitting to its precepts and statutes. Let's read these verses. "I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, or uphold me, and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments." Notice what is said in these verses about the wicked and their response to the word of God. They are double-minded, verse 113. That is, they may talk a good line, even about the Bible, but their actions are totally opposed to the teachings of Scripture. Think of religious pro-choice people, for example. They talk religion and so forth, but totally against the teaching of the Bible in reference to life. The wicked wander and stray from God's standards, verse 118, and they do it willfully and deceitfully. In the end, praise the Lord, the wicked will be removed from the earth as scum off of molten metal. Verse 119. In great contrast, the righteous, like the psalmist, love God's law. Verse 113. And hope in God's promises. Verse 114. And obey God's commandments. Verse 115. And live for God's word. Verses 116 and 117. And have an awesome reverence for the sure judgment of God against sin, as his word reveals. Verse 120. Now, which camp are you in, the wicked or the righteous? Your attitude towards the Bible tells a lot about the camp in which you feel welcome. Verses 121 through 128, the next eight verses of Psalm 119, all begin with the Hebrew letter Ayin, the 16th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. These verses affirm the vindication of those who keep God's word. Let's read verses 121 through 126. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your mercy, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. In these verses, we see that the psalmist is convinced that God will deliver him from any of his oppressors and vindicate him, because he had done what was right. Verses 121 and 122. He knew that God would keep his promises of salvation and loving kindness because he lived in the light of God's word. Verses 123 and 124. As a faithful and obedient servant, the psalmist could call on God for vindication. Verses 125 and 126. We too can be sure that God will vindicate us in due time if we are faithful to his perfect word. The word of God is perfect and sufficient. And that brings us to our practical application for this portion of Psalm 119. Look beyond the gold. Look beyond the gold. Let's take our practical application from the last two verses of this eight-verse section, verses 127 and 128. Let's read these verses. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. What value do you put on the Word of God? Is it sitting on your shelf at home collecting dust? Are you only interested in the gold of this world at this point in your life? Listen, look beyond the gold. If we, along with the psalmist, verse 128, measure everything by the standards of God's Word, and hate everything not in line with those standards, then we will have the right view of money and we will look beyond the gold. Look beyond the gold.